Well, as I was sharing, you know, when you think about guarding things, you know, I just shared, we guard our property, you know, our homes, you know, today, most cars, you know, you guard that car. You just don't leave the door open. You lock it. You know, you have an alarm on it or some kind of system to protect that, right? Same thing. You know, most of us today, you know, you have a bank account. And most of us have access to our bank account through these little guys right here. And you can give and draw from it and make deposits. Now you can just make a copy of the check, take a photo, and deposit it, right? But they don't just give you access to your money, honey. You have to have what? Credentials. You got to have ID to get access to that information or that money, right? Same thing. You know, I worked in information systems. I programmed for a number of years. You know, the data is protected. Your information is protected. You can't even get to your own information unless you provide some kind of credentials. You provide a username or a password, and then they give you access, right? Well, isn't it wonderful that when you became a new creature in Christ, you got access to something. But as a person outside of Christ, you didn't get access to it, did you? So there's some things that we can think about here. Think about this. I mean, God is what? We were made, Genesis 1:26, we were made what? In the image and likeness of God. So God, what is John 4:24? John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. And what? Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what? God is a spirit. We were made in his image and likeness. That makes me what? A spirit. The real me, I live in this body, but the real me is spirit. If Jesus tarries and we leave this earth, this spirit, not this body, is going to go to be with the Lord. Until he returns and he captures up or brings everybody up. And this mortal will put on what? Immortality. But in the meantime, the real me is spirit. So this spirit has to be nurtured and fed and strengthened, right? And guarded. Right? Think about it. When we talk about systems, think about this. You know, we have burglar systems in here. We have people that look and observe and so forth. They do what? They guard. They guard what? The doors, the entrances. We have systems in place here to do what? Protect once we leave. We arm. It does what? You don't just get access through the doors or windows or the alarms go off. Same thing. What gives you access to the spirit? Anybody think about that? Well, think about it this way. Let's ask it another way. What gives access to your organs? Your eyes. Those are exterior systems, right? Your eyes, your mouth, your ears. You like to eat. Well, sure, you'd get hungry if you don't put something through this. Right? That's an inner organ. Right? So the exterior of this body gives access to the inside, the core of this, the stomach and the other organs, through these gates. Same thing. This spirit is given access through what? These eyes, ears, and your mouth. So this heart of mine needs to be protected. What is Proverbs 4:24? My son, attend unto my word. Incline what? Thine ear unto thy sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Some translations say, guard your heart. Guard it. And some say, guard it at all cost. You got to guard this spirit. Just the same way we watch what we eat, that's natural. We need to watch what we feed upon, what we watch, what we listen to, what kind of music we listen to, what kind of things we watch. And today, most people aren't watching television, they're watching this. And you don't even know, and this is the point I'm making here, that when we guard ourselves, you know, I mean, in the natural, some of us do, you know, some of us don't. We don't care what we eat. We just, hey, it smell good. And you eat it. Could be poison to you. So you read labels, you ask, what's in that? And the same thing, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to watch the food. We're supposed to consider what we're feeding upon. What does the scripture say? Romans 12:2. It says, be not what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. So your mind, your soulish area, gets access through what? Through what you listen to, what you watch, what you talk about, gets to your soul, and your soul goes right to your spirit. So we need to think about those things. Amen? I mean, just turn over to 1 Peter for a moment, just talking about guarding things. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. I'll wait till you get there. I'm going to read this from the King James. It says, be what? Sober. Now, you know, you can look at that sober, but actually, when you look up the word, it just means the way it's written in the definition, it says, be without wine. So, for all those who think, hey, you know, give me a bottle of wine and I'll drink it. This says right here, be what? Sober. Why? So that you got all your faculties about you and you can make right choices. Be sober. Be what? Vigilant. That means you're watchful. You're looking at things. You're checking it out. You're comparing it. Should I feed upon this? Should I listen to this? Be sober, be vigilant. Because why? Your adversary, who? The devil. Is what? As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. That was some of the things that even yesterday, learning. You know, you learn in security. You go around, what do? They walk around and check doors, check around and patrol. Why? Because there's some folks that may want to do harm. So you have to be vigilant because this here is saying your adversary, the devil, is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And what does it say? Lay down? No, it says what? Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that some, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You know, if somebody intruded in your home, would you just lay down or would you fight? You'd fight. I can guarantee you, if your life depended upon it, you'd fight. Well, I shouldn't say that. Some wouldn't, because we learned some things yesterday that some people just freeze and they're dead. It's true. And so we can't just freeze. We have to do what? Resist steadfast in what? In the faith. So here you can see some spiritual things here that we need to be vigilant and sober and watchful. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Just a couple of scriptures here. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 and 2. It says, therefore, what? Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, by Christ, we have what?
Access.
Here's this word access again. Access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I'll just read these for sake of time. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, it says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So we're given access to the Father through Christ. We're given access to something, aren't we? Just like I was sharing before, you're given access to natural things in this earth through credentials, through ID. Well, we're given access to God because of who we're connected to. Was the scripture, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. So he has justified me. He's made me right with God, so I have access to him. Isn't that wonderful? Ephesians 3:1-12, it says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. So all through scripture, you can see here that it references talking about here that we're made in the image and likeness of God. It talks about an inner man, and then the scripture talks about an outer man. Talks about the outer man is doing what? Is decaying, it's perishing. But the inner man, the real me, is being what? Renewed day by day. Well, it should be. And so this inner man needs to be dealt with. It needs to be strengthened. It needs to be protected. It needs to be guarded. So this inner man is important, isn't it? Very important. So it needs to be strengthened. How is it strengthened? Matthew 4:4. He says that we're not to do what? It says to live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. So this inner man needs to be strengthened, needs to be fed and guarded. And so, Proverbs 20, it talks about the spirit of man, talking about this inner man. The inner man is what? The candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of scripture that talks about this, that we need to be conscious and guardful or protectful of this inner man. Just not let anything come through these ears, not just let anything come through these eyes, not just let anything just feed, say anything, right? You all awake today? It's too hot in here for me. Oh, yeah, it's smoking. I'm ready to take this sweater off here. Man, it's hot in here. I see people fanning in here. I see you all dozing off in here. Man. All right, turn over to Proverbs 4. I'm going to have you stand up in a minute. Amen goes right there. I mean, I'll tell you, if your life depended upon it, you'd pay attention. And to me, these things, your life, your spiritual life, depends upon it. Absolutely. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 23, it says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them right? Let them, what's he talking about? The word of God, his words, not depart from thine eyes. Keep them, what's them? The word, keep it in the midst of thine heart. For they, what's he talking about? The word, their life. The word is life. Jesus said it. John 10:10. My words are spirit and life. Well, that's not that. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. But John 6:63, he said, my words are spirit and life. And then he goes on, for they are life unto those that find them in health, or medicine to all their flesh. So their life and their medicine, their health to all thy flesh. Keep what? Your heart, the inner man. I'm talking about this inner man. Keep it, guard it with all diligence. And we just got done reading there, being vigilant. Vigilant. I to tell you, some of these translations are just so wonderful. The New Living Translation says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So it's important, isn't it? In your heart is important. And I like the Good News Translation. It says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. The Complete Jewish Translation says, above everything else, guard your heart, for it is the source of life's consequences. So it's important. So the condition of your heart affects this outer man. This inner man affects the outer man. It's life. As it said, the Amplified says that it's health and healing. That's another translation. It says, for they are life unto those that find them, health, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life. So it's important to guard this heart at all cost. Amen. So here, let me just share some thoughts here. Turn to Proverbs 18 and verse 14. Proverbs 18 and verse 14. You know, let me share something. I know most people are looking at their Bible or their Bible device, but Brother Hagin shared something. It was very insightful. It was in an entry recently in his book on health food, and he was sharing an observation that after 60-some years of teaching healing, he said that he noticed that people would come, he began to observe. You know, that's why I say it's good to pay attention. If you're a teacher or you're somebody that's, you know, maybe not in this capacity, but you're a teacher, you know, there's some here, Deacon Phyllis is here, she's a former teacher, there's some here that were. What are you looking for? Results. You share things and you want to see some results in the students, don't you? That's your objective. I mean, if you just come in and teach and don't expect some results, I wonder what you're doing there, right? What kind of teacher are you? So when you think about that, you know, we're looking for some results where the Word of God is concerned in our lives. And so here, This here, Proverbs 18, it says, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Listen to the the New Living Translation. It says, the human spirit, see, we're back to talking about the heart, the inner man, guarding it, protecting it at all cost, because it will affect you. So anyways, here, listen to this. This is the New Living Translation. The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear it if the spirit is crushed? So let me go back to what Brother Hagin was sharing, talking about feeding, talking about what we let through our eyes and ears. He observed this after teaching healing for many years. He said if people came to his meetings where he was ministering healing, if they just listened to what he was teaching, and he might teach for 2 weeks and just teach on a subject, keep teaching, and people would sit and just listen, but they didn't bring a Bible, and they didn't look at what he was teaching. They didn't look at the word. He said most didn't get healed. And he began to observe this. And he said, if I could just get people to bring their Bible. Now, you know, we have many devices. We can look at the word. He said, if I could just get somebody to look at what I was teaching, he said, most times they would get healed. Isn't that interesting? That's Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. So I don't understand it. God has designed it such that we need to listen and we need to look. So it's good, you know, I mean, you may not have a Bible, or you may not have a device, but I'll encourage you that when you come and you hear the word, bring something that you can look at it. Because God's designed it. I'm talking about making sure that you're talking about, how do I strengthen this inner man? How do I protect it? How do I guard it? I need to hear the word, and I need to see it. I need to look at it, right? So just like this, you know, another example, just like our naturals, you know, some are here in the medical profession, you know, we talk about your immune system. You know, your immune system, you know, most of us, this body's got tons of germs and stuff going on inside of it, and you probably, if you knew, you'd go, oh, God. You wouldn't even want to know. But there are defense systems in your body to do what? Squash it, kill it, protect it, immune system. But guess what? If you just eat junk, it can affect your immune system. You don't get enough rest. You don't exercise. It can affect your immune system, and it won't fight off disease and sickness. I mean, they've proven it. So it's the same thing. If your spirit gets weak, you don't, you know, most people don't even realize when their immune system is compromised. All they know is you got a cold, you got the flu, there's a disease, and there was a compromise a long time ago. And you've been living with a compromise and don't even know it. And all you're doing is treating the problem, but the real problem is your immune system protecting your spirit. And so for us, this needs to be thought about above all, keeping this spirit strong, so that when what? When problems of life come, your faith is built up, so that what? Where does faith come from? Hello? Yeah, but where is faith coming out of? Your heart. Your heart. It's activated, yeah, with your mouth and your actions, but Faith is of the heart. If your spirit is weak, so is your faith. So is your confidence. So when problems come, little confidence, little faith, or no faith. And a lot of times we need to be not even just exercising, listening to the word on a continual basis so that faith comes and I'm acting on it. I'm acting on it. I'm acting on it. I'm acting on it. I'm acting on the word. I'm feeding on the word so that when something happens, yeah, it may catch you by surprise, but you're not blown over by it. That's why, you know, yesterday was so insightful because there was information so that what happens, what? You're informed so that when something happens, you're not like, freeze. I don't know what to do. But you're being informed, you're being trained to protect something. In this case, it's the church property. You're protecting against intruders, bad people. The devil uses people. It's not that people are bad, but people can act crazy and the devil will use them to harm you. And so he's out as what? A roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But he's defeated and can't if I've got these systems and I've got my heart and my mind protected and strengthened. He has no access. He's got no access. Right? So just like this natural immune system, we need to build it up and strengthen it. And just give you another couple of scriptures here. Proverbs 17, verse 22. What does it say? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but what? Broken spirit. What's that? Your heart, your inner man. When it's broken, it's a problem. When it's crushed, it's a problem. You didn't guard it. You didn't protect it. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Nehemiah 8. So we need to think about this. Let me take another look here. Let's look at something else. Matthew 13. We're looking at the parable of the sower. And of course, it's in the other Gospels, but I just look at Matthew for now. Matthew 13. So we know there were four types of ground. We had the ground, we had the wayside, we had the stony ground, and then this ground here was what? Thorns, made up of thorns and thistles. But what does it say here? It says in Matthew, in verse 22, he also that received seed among the thorns is he that does what? Heareth the word, so you heard it. And what? The care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches does what? Chokes the word, and he becometh unfruitful. So that means you let something in. You didn't guard your heart. You didn't guard it. You just let it in. You let cares in. And you let them in, and it did something. It had an effect, just like you eating that Twinkie or whatever it is you eat. Too much of something, right? That used to be my diet. Nasty, bad, till I changed it, made a different choice. We can make choices. You can choose whether you are concerned about something or not. You know, you don't realize it. I mean, let's just think about it. Medical science has proven that there's some connection between what we think on and the effect on this immune system, the body, whether it functions and operates properly. I mean, just people just with worry. I mean, you get some people that get worry and get so depressed, they get to the extreme where they'll take their life. So worry can have an effect on somebody. So you let the cares in, and it does what? Chokes a word. It affects your what? Your faith. You need to guard your heart. Guard your heart. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. And let's look at verse 9, Colossians 1, verse 9. So it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Be what? Filled. Where are you filled? In your stomach? Spirit. You're filled. And so it goes on, that you might do what? Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto what? All patience and what? Long-suffering with what? Joyfulness. So here we're talking about, when it goes back, that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. We're talking about what? Being filled with his word. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Keep what? The word of God. So that you can be what? Strengthened with all might. Hallelujah. So we can see here that we need to keep our heart. I don't have that scripture in front of me. It's in Proverbs. Somebody can help me where it is. Maybe I'll find it here. I believe I put it in my notes. But let me just take a moment here. I believe it's in, somebody can look that up. It's the life of the flesh. Where's the scripture? It says, yeah, I believe it's Proverbs 14. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Right, somebody read that for me. That's the one I want. That's Proverbs 14. A sound what? Heart. A sound heart is what? Life of the flesh. That's what we're talking about. So when we talk about this body is affected, that's my point. This flesh is affected by what? Your heart, your inner man. And it does what? A sound heart is what? The life of the flesh. So we need to think about these things and not just run along day after day after day and say, well, I'll read my Bible once in a while when I get a chance. No, you don't eat that way. You don't say, well, I'll eat whenever. You'll fall flat on your face. And so we need to think and put as much, guard your heart at all cost. Because, what does it say in Proverbs? It's the life of the flesh. And this heart is the core, it's the real me. What did Joshua 1:8 say? This book of the law shall not what? Depart out of my mouth, but I should do what? Meditate on it day and night, so that and observe to do all that is written therein, so that what? Then you're going to have good success. And make your way prosperous. Some, I know there's some translation that says, you'll deal wisely in the affairs of life. So we're going to have to guard this heart. And when we're talking about this, guarding our heart, strength comes. What is it? The joy of the Lord is my strength. So you may be going through some tough stuff, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to see your way through. This is what Jesus said. What was the example he used? He said, let me show you what a wise man who built his house on a rock. He dug down deep, built his foundation on a rock. And when the storms came and blew, he said, it didn't move the house. But the one that was unwise built it on sand, a shaky ground. And when the storms came, he said, great was the destruction. It obliterated everything. So we're going to have to think about this, that this the foundation, you know, we know the Word of God is the foundation, but it's got to be planted in this heart, because the storms of life will come. And we can't just fall down and freeze and not know what to do. We're going to have to know what to do in life situations. That's when it says, you'll deal wisely in the affairs of life. You'll know what to do. You'll know what to do. Doesn't mean you don't get people to pray with you. Doesn't mean any of that. It just means you're not there going... I mean, you just see it yesterday when this guy that trained us yesterday. I mean, I won't get into the particulars, but he's a Rhema grad. He was a personal bodyguard for Mark Hankins. He's a personal bodyguard for Kenneth Copeland. This guy's been trained by the Israel secret police. I mean, he's been trained. He knows every kind of move and thing you could think about, and then some. But the point is that he's been trained, and all of these things that we're learning, just like we learn to protect what we own, we have to learn and take and guard and protect our heart at all cost, just like you protect things at all cost. You protect your health. You don't just have a disease and go, oh well, you just don't freeze. That was some of the points he was making yesterday. He said, you do these certain things in stages. He said, you don't want to get to the place at the end where you just freeze. You don't know what to do. You just freeze. Well, you know, we can do that spiritually, you know. You just freeze. Because you don't know what to do, or you may have known what to do, just like he shared yesterday. You could have gone through and known what to do, but you didn't practice. You didn't go over it and over it and over it and over it and practice and practice and practice, go through the drills like he was saying. He said, normally, when you're in security, here's what you do. Nothing, 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 something. Because you're guarding, you're protecting, you're vigilant over your heart. Nothing, 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 nothing. Something comes, I'm prepared. I know what to do. And I don't let it get so extreme in my life because I've been vigilant. I'm guarding, I'm protecting, I'm looking and stopping it. So it doesn't get that far. What does it say? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist. Don't lay down. Resist. Resist the devil and he'll do what? Flee. You don't just say, hey, I wonder what that guy's doing over there. And you don't do nothing. I wonder what the devil's doing over there. Resist them. Fight them so it doesn't become a problem or a bigger problem. And we're going to have to do the same thing. We have to keep the Word of God on our hearts, in our hearts, and keep practicing it, keep rehearsing it, keep rehearsing it, so that when something shows up in life, you don't freeze. You just don't go, I wonder if that was the Lord speaking to me. I wonder. What do you mean you wonder? You should know. Anybody getting anything out of this? It's important to guard our hearts, because I can tell you some things. Oh, I'll tell you some things. I hope you realize that this life that we're living in, you know, remember what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, the God of this world, the devil and Satan is the God of this world. And so he operates, he's not the God of this earth, he's the God of this world, and he operates through world systems. And those world systems can affect us in the natural. But I can do all things and overcome. What did Jesus say in John 16:33? He said, I've given you my peace. He said, and he said that in this world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome them. So we can overcome them because he has, but you don't want to be there just not knowing what to do and how to handle these things. And just in this country, yes, we pray. You know, if we're not praying, then things aren't changing, because God's body's here. It's not in heaven. And he operates through his body. And he's looking for his body to do what? Resist the devil and confront him and kick him out where he's gotten a foothold. Not just complain about it. But he's looking to the body to say, no, Satan, you get out of this town. You get out of my house. You get out of this government in the name of Jesus. And he's looking for us to do that. And all I'm sharing is that we need to, in this season that we're living in, it's almost like this is the peace time, but there may come a time that's stormy in this country, and it may not be friendly for y'all as a Christian. And then what are you going to do? Will you just freeze and not know what to do? Because Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, because they and the Corinthians, they were under what? Great persecution and tribulation. And so now's the time to develop habits and develop a lifestyle of strengthening my spirit, so that when the problems of life come and this government ain't for you anymore. Because it started to go in that direction a few years ago, where it wasn't too friendly for Christian environments. Now it's friendlier, but it may not always stay that way. And we need to be aware of that and vigilant and praying for this government so that it continues, so that it's easy for us to worship and to serve God. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you today for your word. Thank you for reminding us that we need to be vigilant and watchful over our spirit and prayerful and feeding on the word of God. And we thank you for it, Father. Father, if we've slipped or been remiss, we repent. If we've not spent enough time in your presence and meditating on the word of God, we ask for your forgiveness. But Father, we're determined to keep our spirits strong and healthy and joyful and full of peace and not bitterness and unforgiveness. And Father, we're determined that we'll walk as lights in this earth, not hidden, not without a sound heart. And Father, we thank you for this time that we've had together in Jesus' name.